The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Bronsilva. Happy New Year. Let's get right to it. I have Dr. Becky Hennedy on the show, and I don't know if you know who she is, but if you have kids, you really should. Dr. Becky is a clinical psychologist, an author, a parenting expert, extraordinaire, guru, whatever you want to call her, and a mom of three. And today we're going to be tackling a tough subject, and that's screen time, technology, and our kids. Like, how do we manage that? She gives the most amazing advice, of course, and she also tells us what our New Year's technology resolutions should be. So check it out. Okay, so I mean, I just have to start by saying I've been a parenting journalist for over a decade, so you are very important to our community. So thank you so much
for all of your
incredible insights and everything like that over the years. I also follow you on social media. So that is, you know, sort of like where I get sort of my daily dose of, you know, parenting tips. And actually, that also brings me to like what we're here to talk about, right? Social media, how we're managing tech for our kids. I'm a mom to an 8-year-old and 11-year-old. My 11-year-old got a phone for the first time. So tell us a little bit about the partnership here, you know, just some general guidelines about tech and kids and what we're here to talk about.
Well, you know, I'm just really excited to be sharing like manageable ideas for parents to deal with like the day-to-day interactions they have with their kids around screens. I think there's a lot of guilt around screens. There's a lot of power struggles around teens. There's a lot of tantrums. There's a lot of fear, I think, also when our kids get older. And my favorite thing to do, truly the thing that gets me out of bed every day, is like to share with parents, like there's not like simple in an easy way, but simple in a not overly complex way, that we can feel more empowered and less fearful and anxious and guilty as parents. And any ideas I can share to help parents along that journey are things I love doing.
Yeah, that, I mean, it is. And it's such a conversation that we're like constantly having, but that we're also constantly having to reevaluate, right? So tech, you know, is not the same as it was a year ago. And it certainly changes as our kids get older. So what are some conversation starters around tech device usage for kids who are in that elementary school age that maybe you gave it to them? Like, for instance, during the pandemic, it was kind of like all bets are off. You can have as unlimited, I've had time, but now we want to pull that back, right? So what are some conversation starters for that?
I think the first conversation starter, and I really mean this, is the conversation we have with ourselves, okay? Because I hear this from parents all the time. My kids had so much screen time during COVID, or my kids had so much screen time during the last 3 weeks of sickness, or we went on a vacation. My kids got used to, they were on their Amazon Fire for like 5 hours a day. And then they'll say to me, I know it's not working, but like, I don't know, what am I going to do? Okay, this is the moment I love interviewing with parents, okay? One of the best parts about being a parent is that you can change your decisions at any moment. That's actually an amazing part about being an adult. It really is. Now, that's to say, I recommend parents every day saying, what random rules can we change and surprise our kids with? No, of course not. But I really do liken it to being a pilot of a plane. Like if I was a passenger on a plane and I was supposed to fly to Los Angeles and my pilot thought we had to make an emergency landing in Missouri, I would not be happy. I'd probably say, no, don't do that. But also, if the pilot refused to make an emergency landing because they were worried the passengers would be upset, I'm pretty sure we'd all say like, yeah, that's like definitely not the pilot we want, because sturdy leaders are able to make unpopular decisions that they know are in the best interest of their passengers. And it's the same thing with the parent. And like, I would remind yourself as a parent, wait, if I know something's not working, if I know the flight path I'm on is not going to take me to a successful destination, it's my job to change the flight path. And it's not my kid's job to be upset. No kid is going to say, Mom, you're right, I've been on my screen too much. Really appreciate your sturdy leadership. Thank you for holding my long-term
We can hope, right?
We can hope. We can hope, totally. But what's actually really empowering as a parent, say, wait, I don't need that. Because the more I convince myself, Becky, I know what's right. I know it's been too much screen time. Not because I feel guilty, not because I'm a bad parent, just because I'm watching my kids' behavior. Or like, I just don't think this is good for them. And when you actually give yourself that grounding and give yourself that confidence and almost you're validating yourself, you actually don't need it from your kid. And then you can say to your kid, hey, I want to let you know our screen time situation is going to change. We did it a lot in the last number of weeks. That's not a problem. That happens sometimes. It's just going to be the time that we kind of do things in a different way because this amount of screen time just isn't working in our family. I don't need you to understand it. In fact, I don't even really need you to like it. That's okay. I wouldn't like it either if I was a kid. It is going to change. And here's what you can expect starting today. And you can see it and I'm modeling it. It's hard in a news article because it's not just the words. It's actually kind of like my tone and pacing. It's not mean, but I think you hear me, Bethany, like you're like, Becky's no joke. Like I think she means what she's saying, right? And then our kids actually feel very comforted. They're not going to say it, but they feel comforted just like we would on a plane that we have a pilot who, you know, is able to make tough decisions. And so that's number one. Number two, after you are able to kind of give yourself permission and give yourself validation, giving your kids clarity is so important, right? We think our kids melt down because we take screens away. There's things about how we take them away and how we end screen time that I think can go over. But a lot of times our kids melt down because there's a big gap between their hope of how much screen time they're going to have and then the reality, right? And just like you, if you sat down, if you have a partner or a friend and you started some TV show and you're so into episode one and you're like, oh, we're going to binge watch it tonight. Like, this is going to be amazing. And then randomly your partner's like, bedtime. Like, you'd be like, right? But if before the first episode, your partner's like, hey, I'm tired. And like, I know you, like, you like to binge watch things. Like, I have one episode in me at most. You would still be upset, but I think we all know it would be totally different. And so telling your kids in advance, hey, you're about to watch, you know, Angry Birds or whatever their show is. Like, look, you can watch one show. I know at the end, you're going to want to watch another. We can take a picture of the episode and I'll remember the name of it for tomorrow. It is going to be over no matter what. That's so, so important in your communication.
Yeah. I mean, something that I noticed with my own kids and just being in this sort of parenting world for so long, it's like so much of the hard work has to come up front, right? You want to kind of like get it in the beginning. And also one of the things that I love about the Amazon devices, and we're big time users of it at home, is not only the sort of like all the parental controls and everything I can really see what they're getting into, but the fact that we can use them together. So can we talk a little bit about that? That's kind of a nice way to almost like destigmatize, right? Screen time, right? If we're doing it together.
I love that you're bringing that up because that's actually another big point around the meltdowns, right? So I know in my house, if my kid has a big screen time meltdown, it's often because I end it this way. Like my kid's on their screen. I'm not engaged. I'm like in the kitchen. And then for me, honestly, randomly one moment, I'm like, oh shoot, they've been on longer than I want it to. And I'm upset. And then I just yell at them because I think I'm mad at myself. I'm like, it's over. You know? And they're like, what the heck? And what you're saying, which is so different, is instead of their screen time being totally separate from you, which is when they're alone, and then when you end it, they're really alone. Now they're alone. They're not connected to you and they're not connected to this world or their device. You're saying, what if we were connected through their screen time? What if that was a part of our relationship instead of something totally separate from our relationship? And then in that way, what's so beautiful is when screen time ends, they still have that connection between you, even though the screen world ended. And kids do a lot better in those situations because they don't feel alone. They have their relationship with you, and their whole screen time world was an auxiliary to your relationship. So they don't feel it as such a loss. And so I think that's so important for parents always to express interest in their kids' world. And that doesn't mean the only activity you should do with your kids is on the screen, but certainly, hey, what are you playing? Let's do this together. Educate me. Oh, you're on your tablet. Like I'm on mine. Look at, we're both doing the same thing. That can be a really beautiful part of your relationship.
Yeah. And something else that I would love to also talk about is like, you know, when we talk about like parenting in general, right, we're sort of like equipping all of our children with all of the tools they need to like, you know, fly the coop, like roots and wings, right? I talk about that a lot, like in my own work, like give them the wings to fly, but always the roots to come back. And I think with anything sort of kid related, we want to provide them the independence to set those boundaries for themselves. Is there something in particular to these devices or that you recommend where kids can really be autonomous and like with when it comes to their screen time and knowing maybe when enough is enough. But I know you mentioned that maybe they wouldn't, but like something in that way, we can equip them with those tools.
Yeah. I love the idea of equipping them with a way of feeling a little more independent and in control. I don't really think that kids are too equipped, and I'll explain why, to set their own boundaries. Because I think, honestly, I don't know many adults who are that equipped, me included, to set my own boundaries with my device. I don't know too many adults are like, I plan to be on my phone for half an hour and look at me, I'm on for half an hour. It's like never happened. Because these devices are built in these games and these shows to make you want more. I actually talk about this with my kids a lot. It's a whole other conversation that in some ways I think are where technology is right now. It's actually getting in the way of our enoughness. Very little feels like enough. Yeah. Right. It's like, I always say screen time is, I think this is useful to say to your kids, say, you know, one of the things about screen time is it's so fun. It's tricky. It's kind of like a pitcher that has a hole. And I'm the person pouring water. I'm going to tell you how much you get, but here's the thing. Okay. If it has a hole, no matter how much you put in, it always pours out. And even if you put in more, guess what? And that doesn't mean we're never going to do it, but it's just important to know that that's how time in your device feels. No matter how much you get, it never feels like enough. And that's not your fault. And it doesn't mean you're ungrateful. It just means that now that we know that, we can be prepared for the not enough feeling that's going to come. And I think that's really important because I think that is how devices feel for adults and kids. And so when it comes to giving your kids more independence, I think it's important to say as a parent, my job is the boundary. I decide when, I decide where, I decide how much. I also decide what types of things are allowed. And that has a lot to do with also how we set up parental controls. Is my kid allowed to be on YouTube? Is YouTube not on their device? Is my kid allowed to be on the internet? Is my kid allowed to play this game? Is my kid allowed to download apps without my permission? Those are all things parents should be in charge of. Once you've decided what's allowed, hopefully you've set up a world where your kid is safe enough where they can make decisions within that world.
And can you also take us through some of the like the features of the Amazon device that's really also not only to equip the kids, but to equip the parents to make, to set those boundaries? Because it, we know, it's hard. It can be really hard. But if we have those tools like sort of built into the devices, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah. I wonder if Amazon is best. I mean, I'm happy to talk a little bit about it, but I wonder if Amazon, sometimes they've told me that they are kind of.
Well, then I can, I'll get all the rundown from them. That's absolutely fine. That's absolutely okay. Fine. Are you able to share just like personally, like what the games that you play with your kids on the device, how you guys use it in your own home?
Yeah. One second. I feel like I took some notes on one of some of the things I wanted to share. So let me just get them out. Get them all right. First of all, I should share, even though I know it might not be, you know, the best example, but to me, Kindles are another form of a screen that kids love because they actually like, they love to have their own screens and devices, right? And so we often think, oh, they want those tablets, they want the Fire Kids, but my kids truly like the idea that they could pull up a book on a Kindle and they could read on their Kindle while I'm reading on my Kindle. Like it is so game changing and feels very like exciting and adult-like for them. So I think that's, you know, really, really important. Angry Birds is definitely very popular, you know, with my kids. And so I think that's one where, you know, like just even asking questions as a parent when your kid is playing, like you don't even have to feign interest in terms of being like, I love this too. Asking a question is a sign that you think something's important and you want to give attention to it. So even just saying, hey, like, what is that you're playing earlier? What are you playing? What's going on there? Like, oh, what's that character's name? To me, like, even if I have different interests than my kids, for me to just say, I'm just going to ask my kids some questions is really, really helpful.
Thank you. And so for finally, as we're sort of like wrapping up, this is such good information. I feel like I always learn something anytime I sit down with an expert, especially someone like you. But as we're heading into the new year, you know, if you were to tell parents or suggest like one resolution around screen time, what would be that number one thing that you would suggest to them?
That's a good question. I'm going to say two. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I often think there's things we can do to set ourselves up for success. And then there's things we can do in the moment to like, you know, and there are two different things. I'm going to give one from each category. So in the moment, to me, saying for the month of January, what I'm going to really resolve to do differently about my kids' screen time is before they're done, I'm going to sit next to them I'm going to literally put my hand on their back. It's like a sensory sign. I'm here with you. And I'm going to notice a few things out loud, or I'm going to ask some questions in a nice way. Like, hey, tell me what you're playing right now. Or, right, they're, I don't know, watching some Lego thing. Like, tell me about that Lego character. Oh, that seems similar to what you built yesterday. Oh, this is a funny part. You're just kind of doing some light touches on their back and almost light touches of entering their world, which is a signal to them that they're not alone. Okay. Doing that for 30 seconds before you end screen time. So let's say, again, they know they get to watch one episode of this Lego show. At the end, you're like, okay, it's going to end in a few minutes. You sit down, put your hand on their back. Oh, this is such a funny part. Oh, can you tell me more about this after the show ends? I want to know what happened because I missed it. That's it. Then it ends. And your kids' transition into their post-screen time life is going to be so much smoother because you've eased it with your connection. So that's there. Outside the moment, what I'd say is, like you said, doing a little bit of work in advance to be clear about expectations pays back, you know, in hours of meltdowns. Because I think parents say to me, oh, but being clear, I have to think about it in advance. That takes time. We either spend time preparing or we spend our time reacting. I always like when people say, that's a lot of time. And I'm like, you just spent 30 minutes managing your kid's meltdown. Like, you don't think that took time? I'm telling you something that's going to take 1 minute, 1 minute, 30 minutes. Like, I think it's you know, the time is, you know, going to be spent either way, but spending your time preparing makes us feel empowered and in control. We're spending our time reacting makes us feel exhausted, resentful, and out of control. So to me, I think we just have to pick our time bucket, and I'd ask parents to spend their time. I think parents would even benefit themselves from spending that time before.
Absolutely. And that's something we're constantly working on. So thank you so much for reiterating that, for your time, and happy holidays. Happy New Year. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.